This is WKSU News. I'm Andrew Meyer. Perhaps no city in the Midwest is more emblematic of Rust Belt identity than Youngstown. A steel boom town in the first half of the 20th century, things went bust in the second half. One by one, steel mills facing fierce foreign competition shut down, unemployment spiked, residents fled the city. In the aftermath, city officials came up with a plan to attract new business, offering a range of incentives, including free land, tax abatements, grants, low-interest loans, and more. However, the track record shows that more often than not, the city was coming away with little to show for its incentives. One project from the last 5 years symbolizes the failed promise. ProPublica teamed up with the Youngstown Business Journal to take a closer look. Dan O'Brien from the Business Journal has this story on Chilcan.
On an unseasonably warm November morning in 2016, Youngstown's business and political leaders crowded onto a small, scraggly plot of land on the city's east side to celebrate the groundbreaking of a new venture, Chilcan.
It's been 3 weeks since First News told you about this new industrial plant coming to Youngstown. The deal came together fast.
It's going to create hundreds of jobs for workers who will produce the only and first self-chilling beverage can.
That story led the newscast that evening on Youngstown's WKBN 27 First News. Mitchell Joseph and his company pledged to build a $20 million production facility, creating hundreds of new jobs in the process. The motto of his California-based company, "The Ice Age is over."
What we're about to do here in Youngstown cannot be reproduced in China, in Japan, Korea, or anywhere in the world. So when I pop a can and it chills, we own 31 United States patents and over 400 global patents. There is absolutely no way to go around us.
Chilcan is billed as the world's first self-chilling beverage can. To assist the company in setting up operations in Youngstown, the city gave it a $1.5 million grant, massive tax breaks, and spent $360,000 acquiring properties and demolishing homes to make way for the project. More than 3 years later, Youngstown is still waiting for the first of these high-tech cans to come off the production line. According to the company's most recent report to the city, not one job has been created.
It's been 2.5 years since we first heard about plans to make chill cans in Youngstown. Tonight, for the first time, there's a definitive date on when the cans will actually be made.
Last Friday, the Joseph Company, which makes the cans, signed a deal with a major beverage company. All the cans will be made in Youngstown, which means one of the plants must be ready by September 1st.
That report on WKBN 27 First News was from March 21st of last year. Not much has changed since then. The deal for Chilcan is just the latest in a long line of fizzled developments. It underscores how officials have gambled with economic development dollars in hopes of reviving the city. The efforts relied heavily on the state of Ohio's Enterprise Zone program, which allows distressed communities to offer property tax breaks, usually over 10 years. In exchange, a company agrees to create a specific number of jobs and invest a certain amount of money into the business. Once the 10-year term expires, the business begins to pay its full tax liability. Between 1991 and 2017, the city awarded millions of dollars in property tax breaks to 94 projects. Those projects all promised new jobs, according to data provided by the city. An investigation by the Business Journal and ProPublica finds that half of those projects failed to live up to their promises. A quarter created no new net jobs. Youngstown provided cost projections for just 30 of the 94 agreements. It says it couldn't locate many of the early contracts. For the deals with documentation, officials estimated awarding more than $15.5 million in tax breaks. First Ward Councilman Julius Oliver represents the East Side neighborhood where Chilcan is located. Oliver describes Youngstown's incentive system as broken, and he's calling for accountability.
At this point, it looks like another project that had promise, the city was taken advantage of with that promise, and now we are where we are, which is with nothing, no jobs. Even though I still think it could be a great thing, it's just taken way too long to continue to be that optimistic about it.
All of this has taken a financial toll on Youngstown, especially its struggling public schools, which get about a fifth of their funding from property taxes. The district is under state control, and the schools are rated as some of the worst in Ohio. The city says the district's woes have nothing to do with its use of corporate tax breaks, but critics like school board member Jacqueline Adair say they've deprived the school of resources.
These companies, in my opinion, have come to realize we can zero in on these cities, communities that are desperate for new business, and they're going to give us, almost give away the store in terms of these tax abatements, and they give nothing back. Nothing back, not in terms of jobs, or most importantly, as a school board member, property tax monies.
Youngstown's approach to economic development is coming under greater scrutiny from outside the city. By 2015, the city's declining tax base meant it had limited resources in the general fund to support economic development projects. When Mitchell Joseph sought incentives to bring Chilcan to Youngstown, officials decided to dip into revenue from the city's water and wastewater departments. Ohio Auditor Keith Faber has blasted the city for doing so and directed the city to repay nearly $4.5 million, including the $1.5 million in incentives that went to the Chilcan project. Youngstown's current mayor, Jamal Tito Brown, has challenged the auditor's findings, saying the city would not comply without a court order. Repaying the total amount could force Youngstown into a budget crisis.
Tonight, we've got Youngstown's first demonstration of how it works.
As questions have come up about the project's future, Joseph has taken measures to reassure the city. 2 years ago, he delivered three test cans to the newsroom at WKBN, where anchorman Stan Boney showed off what the station boasted as the first demonstration of the product.
And then we twisted the can to activate the chilling unit inside. Now, here's what happened when we did that.
That was in May of 2018. Last fall, during a Cleveland Browns preseason game, the company aired a commercial.
What I have in my hand is a revolutionary technology that will change how you enjoy a cold beverage forever. The Chilcan, and it couldn't be simpler.
The spot closes with a pledge. Chilcan, coming soon, Youngstown, Ohio. Officials are still waiting. For his part, Joseph acknowledges that the Chilcan campus became a far more complex project than he originally envisioned. Joseph did take out a full-page ad earlier this year in the Warren Tribune Chronicle and Vindicator, reassuring Youngstown that the Chilcan was coming, despite the coronavirus pandemic. He tells the Business Journal that he's hired three security guards and interviews for other positions are ongoing. No date has been set for an opening. For the Business Journal and ProPublica, I'm Dan O'Brien, 89.7 WKSU.
Dan O'Brien's story for WKSU was edited by me and produced by John Nungesser. You can find the full story at WKSU.org. I'm Andrew Meyer, 89.7 WKSU.